And so I'm just going to talk like this and not listen to myself in my headphones. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Take off your headphones.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be better.
Oh, that's much better.
836. Yeah, did you hear that?
Yeah,
weirdness? I
weird.
Said something and nothing happened in my headphones.
You started talking to yourself.
And then it happened. Okay, it's still there. So I'm just not going to pay attention to my headphones. And looking at the level, I see that we are on the air. My guest is Aaron Glasnovich. Wow. Well, I'm in a studio. I'm not always in, so I'm not used to all the buttons, and I think I hit something I shouldn't have. A delay. 8:36, and for Galesburg Live, second hour, Aaron Glasnovich is here with the Orpheum Theater. She's the operations manager and also a mom and a performer herself, and many great shows coming up at the Orpheum Theater. Mm-hmm. You came in, and you said, it's about to get busy at the Orpheum.
Yes,
and
it
from,
is.
From what I saw on the big list, it really is.
Uh-huh.
I know that Rutabaga Jazz is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought was really cool, you guys are holding the mayoral and alderman forums.
That's true.
Something that's been done?
On March 13th, I believe, on a Monday.
Yeah.
I believe that at 5 o'clock, there's like a reception with candidates. And then I think at 6 or 6:30 is when the aldermen get up and they speak and answer questions. And I believe that if you check out... It's sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And if you check out either their website or they have a Facebook event page, there's a link to submit questions to the candidates. So
nice.
Check that out and come and hear what they have to say.
And the mayoral candidates will be up on stage too that night.
Exactly, yes.
Has that happened in the past since you've been at the Orpheum Theater?
Not since I've been there, no. I mean, it hasn't happened at the Orpheum. I'm not certain if it's happened in our
yeah.
community before elsewhere, but yeah, definitely not. So this is going to be interesting and
kind of fun. It feels old school.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting everyone to the community, you know,
right.
theater. And
isn't there a scene with politicians in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, where they take a guy out on a rail, like literally take
oh,
him
man,
out
I
on a rail?
I haven't seen it. I need to see that one.
All right. That's cool. That's a great event. And why not? The stage is there. And what is it your idea, the four of you at the Orpheum Theater? Name the other three folks that help you out,
Ross,
operations manager.
Ross, Kevin, and Tim.
Yeah.
Tim's the box office manager. Kevin's the executive director. And Ross is the technical director. So we all have our little titles and our things that we do for the theater. And
and I bet a vision, each one of you, a different vision. How do you all make that division come, that vision come? And because there's probably some division there that you run into each other and come up with the ideas of what we see on the stage.
I think the biggest way that we do it is that we're good at communicating with each other. And we're all pretty tight friends as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. It's really kind of funny because... We're together so much at work, and then we hang out a lot outside of work too. So
yeah.
I mean, we're able to get a lot more done because we're so good at communicating with one another, and we're not afraid to present our ideas. And when we have problems, you know, it's much easier because
you
we
just
have a good
brought
rapport.
Up two things that can kill a business or a workplace.
Sure,
bad communication.
Yeah,
and
that's a huge one.
People scared of putting their ideas
right,
out there.
Right. So.
And when you're not, and when you work around, you got, so you don't like, God, I got to put up with Tim again today. You don't go
I
into work
say
like that.
No, never. I love these dudes. I really do.
Yeah.
And they're great to work with most of the time. I mean, we're not a perfect, you know, workforce.
No, right.
I don't think you ever can truly have one, but our dynamic is really great together. And we kind of understand, you know, each other's quirks and
yep.
things like that. And know
Man,
how
is
to,
that helpful?
Know how to manage each other. Yeah.
Tell us, what is the next thing at the Orpheum Theater? I know you don't have your notes in front of you now. But.
Let me go to my calendar brain. I believe that the next thing is the Knox Galesburg Symphony, which is next weekend on Saturday.
Sure.
I believe that's up next. And then I take that back. The next thing is next Thursday, and it's not a public performance, but it's our Yes performance, which is the Youth Entertainment Series, and we have a hilarious and wonderful scientist named Dr. Kaboom coming. So some of the local schools will be coming to see Dr. Kaboom do some science
Wait,
experiments.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so buses will be bussing kids in from
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah, look out, because buses are coming.
Is that a
to
thing
downtown.
That schools need to sign up for, Aaron, or are they already signed up? It's just
the 205 schools, depending on the grade level, they already are signed up for different Yes shows throughout the year.
Yeah.
But any other area schools can, and homeschools as well, can call us You have to give us a ring to see if there's any spaces left for those shows, and they're free
Kaboom.
Of charge.
Can you imagine the buses and the scuttlebutt being talked about on the way to that show?
Uh-huh.
We're going to see Dr. Kaboom.
He is great.
Is he going to blow stuff up in some form?
He's a mad German scientist, so he likes making things go kaboom. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's
I can see the four of you at the Orpheum. Let's get a scientist, something for the kids. But let's get the crazy guy.
Oh, he's really great. He was here a couple years ago as well.
And okay.
Yeah, we brought him back. So we've got
awesome.
That coming up next Thursday. So look out for those buses downtown. And then
we don't have to go in any particular order necessarily. How about Rutabaga Jazz hitting the
Rutabaga's station? In April. And actually, Rutabaga's the day after the fantastic comedian Kathleen Madigan.
Which, oh, we'll talk about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kathleen is hilarious. One of the funniest ladies out there, I think, right now.
There's a show I watch on, I think I told you, it's on Crackle, mm-hmm. and it's about to go to Netflix. It's Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars. Comedians in Cars riding around with comedians.
Uh-huh.
No, Comedians in Cars getting coffee.
Coffee. I knew coffee was in there somewhere.
So he picks up a comedian that he likes or
mm-hmm.
respects,
mm-hmm.
And they drive around a bit in a fancy car that he usually picks to suit that comedian.
Because he has a million of them.
Yeah. And then they go and they have coffee and it's usually hilarious. And she was the guest along with somebody else one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her and I'm like, I like her. She's always funny.
Mm-hmm.
She's just
her delivery is so great. And
yes.
the things she recently had I don't know if it was an HBO special, but a special that, you know, is called Bothering Jesus. And I watched a clip of it yesterday and it's hilarious. She's wonderful.
Yeah. She does have a Netflix special right now. And that's definitely an accommodation when you go on, if Jerry likes you.
Yeah, right.
Then that's good.
I mean,
that's a great endorsement. So Kathleen will be there. And then tell us about, I saw Bye Bye Birdie. Is that the movie or is that the performance?
No, that's Performing Arts Academy is putting on Bye Bye Birdie.
That's awesome.
So that's the students from Performing Arts will be putting that on at the beginning of May.
Okay.
So that'll be great. And they'll have a full weekend for that. So they'll have
You work closely with the Orpheum works closely with Performing Arts?
Definitely.
Who runs the Performing Arts? And
Rossanne Baker Priestley and Pam Fox are co-owners of the Performing Arts Academy. And Tim
was Rossanne there when you were coming up in the ranks?
Rossanne was my teacher.
Yeah.
We are still friends to this day, Rossanne.
Of course.
And she's a wonderful lady.
Yeah.
As well as Pam. And then Tim Holmes, who I work with, is the director and instructor there at the Performing Arts Academy. So he does a lot for the theater community. So in addition to having his position at the Orpheum, he works as a teacher at the Performing Arts Academy. So he directs that show.
Yeah, Bye Bye Birdie. Mm-hmm. So this is full kits?
Yes.
This is going to be great?
Yep, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Tell us about Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, another Tim Holmes directed show. And it's a co-pro with Prairie Players. And it's going to be at the Orpheum. It's going to actually be on for 2 weekends, so a lot of chances to see that in July of this year. So the musical of musicals, Oklahoma, which is considered the big golden age musical that started it all.
Yeah.
So
this is it.
It's if you've never seen a musical, now's the time. Get on out and see Oklahoma, so you can see where it all began. And
were you in Oklahoma?
I've never been. No.
Bye Bye Birdie.
No, I've never been in Bye Bye Birdie either.
Okay. All right.
I just get to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and Tim, so how does he get his other job done when he has to direct all these things? Or is that why he's there?
He does so many things.
Yeah.
He's running in and out and doing this, that, and the other thing. And he's got many talents as well. So he's using them well for the
community.
He's
been a great guide for many talented kids,
for
too.
For sure.
So
absolutely, yeah.
That's awesome. And tell us about Rutabaga Jazz has had a home. Mm-hmm. on their three-night affair every year, Rutabaga Jazz. It's amazing the people that have lived here for a long time maybe never have taken in a weekend of Rutabaga.
Yeah, and the thing is now, I don't know, in years past, I don't know that it was completely free, but, I mean, most recently it's been completely free because they've got some grant funding that has helped them offer it, at least the performance at the Orpheum. It's free, open and free to the public on the main floor for seating. So you can come in and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And the musicians are fantastic. So many local musicians, they have a guest artist come in usually. And
world class, always.
Yeah. I believe this year it's a vocalist named Gretchen Parlato.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. And then, like you said, they have a whole weekend of fun things going on with Rutabaga. So.
And then a Throwback Thursday, and you're bringing in a Tom Hanks movie. I never knew until I was watching an Oscar special that he got nominated for Big. I didn't know he got nominated for actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
his first nomination. So you guys are going to show Big on the big screen?
Yeah, we are. We're going to show it on the big screen. We actually had Big on our Throwback Thursday season last year, but we had some construction going on in the theater where we had to like have during the movie? Big lift, you know, oh. We had that big lift in the theater, which sure. to do some work up.
When there's a crane working while I'm watching a movie, I get a little grouchy
too. Cranky perhaps. Yeah, so we had to cancel big. So okay. And a lot of people were really bummed, and we understand that because it's such a great movie and it's nostalgic for a lot of people. So we're able to bring it back on May 25th, which is when we're going to announce the rest of the Throwback Thursdays movies.
Oh, good.
So you can come out and see big and then learn what the rest of the season is going to be.
Tell me how much the Throwback Thursday movies are.
They are goose egg, nothing, costed no dollars, free.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. You know, and that's awesome. Because sometimes people walk into that theater for the first time since they were a kid, mm-hmm. and be like, oh my God, I haven't been in here so long.
Right, right.
It's still beautiful.
Right.
My first movie, a couple of them, the first that I remember, my first moment in the Orpheum Theater was Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sitting all the way in the back. And here's what freaked me out. These two girls sitting in front of me, I was like 7, 8, mm-hmm. right? These two pretty blondes. They were twins, I think. And they had black t-shirts on. Yeah, they have black t-shirts on. They weren't twins in the original story, but now they're twins.
Okay.
The back of their shirts, one said in white, the letters, the stick-on letters, one said Darth and the other said Vader. I'm like, these two pretty girls must be really evil because they're rooting for Darth Vader. I'm like, what? That fascinated me more
That's
than
fantastic.
The movie itself. Well, it got me excited about it. So at the Orpheum Theater, and I've stood on that stage before, and what a beautiful place to be. And any other things that we missed that are coming up at the Orpheum that you want people to know about? Continual always making it better.
We're working to, you know, yeah, the most recent advancement that we've had is we got new stage drapes. Like, literally all of our stage drapes have been replaced.
And there are a lot of stage drapes.
There are. There's,
tell people how many layers.
Oh, golly, I couldn't even. We have the legs that go around the sides. We have the header. We have the grand drape. The most impressive thing is the grand.
Right.
And it was over 30 years old. So it had a lot of wear and tear, and it had faded, and it's been replaced, and it's this beautiful color, and it's got fringe around the top header.
Dragging that stuff to the dry cleaner is so annoying.
You got it. So not finally. For a while now. So
new drapes.
New drapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the newest thing, and they've been, Dyer's Roofing has been up on the roof, fixing the roof, so there's always something going. It's funny because, you know, occasionally the past few weeks they've been doing the roof, and I would be in the theater, and I would hear walking, and I'm like, is that another ghost, like, playing tricks on me? So, but it's the guys on the roof.
Of course. Is that another ghost? There are ghosts. We'll talk more about that coming up. The ghosts that live in the Orpheum Theater, along with Erin Olson or Erin Glastovich on a daily basis. She's the operations manager. We'll talk more in a minute on Galesburg Live. It's 8:48 FM 95.
Yim Chevrolet in Galesburg is overloaded and out of time.